even as the House continues its marathon debate on the oil and gas tax credit bill, the Senate is moving its own version forward, hoping to beat the clock with just 4 days left in the session. The Senate bill is still a moving target. It was rushed through the Resources Committee this week. The Republican leadership released a new version Tuesday evening and passed it Wednesday, with Minority Democrat Bill Willikowski of Anchorage complaining on Twitter that he didn't even have time to draft amendments, adding hashtag bad process. But if Democrats like Willikowski are unhappy, that's nothing compared to how the oil and gas industry feels.
This is a nuclear bomb for Cook Inlet.
That's Kara Moriarty, president of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, speaking about a proposal to zero out all cash support for small companies in Cook Inlet as of 2018. To balance the cut, the bill would also set taxes at zero, collecting revenue only through royalties. Rebecca Logan, general manager of the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, was even sharper.
You guys didn't do your job. On March 15th, when the budget came out of the Senate and was at $4.6 billion, I knew that we were going to get to a point where you were going to have to come to the oil industry because you didn't do your job on the budget. And so here we are. The policy call you're faced with right now is, are we going to put more taxes on an industry that is hemorrhaging?
The Senate bill doesn't include a hard minimum oil tax requested by the governor, and largely as a result, it would raise significantly less, under $100 million a year by the time it goes fully into effect in 2020, about a quarter of the governor's proposal. But the bill does include a controversial measure to end tax perks for new oil on the North Slope after 5 years. Those lower taxes are a key part of the current system. As the bill left the Senate Resources Committee, Chair Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican who is generally sympathetic to industry, said nobody is happy.
Nobody is winning right now. Nobody is winning with this bill. It's very difficult for me to offer this kind of legislation, knowing what it will do to this resource development. And I don't want to see those jobs lost.
The bill is now in the hands of the powerful Senate Finance Committee, the last stop before it goes to the full Senate. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.